Let's go.
Live trackside from the Global Rallycross Championship. This is GRC Live Radio, bringing you the latest, where action sports stars, racing's biggest names, and the world's fastest cars collide. Here are your GRC Live hosts, Jim Beaver and Kate Osborne.
Good morning, and welcome to GRC Live Radio from the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Very stoked to be here. My partner in crime, Kate Osborne, is just showing up, so she'll be on air here in about 2-3 minutes. Sitting here looking at this beautiful facility at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and I got to tell you, we're going to have some action-packed racing today. There's no doubt about it. I think they've outdid themselves here at Charlotte Motor Speedway with this track. They've laid down asphalt. It's just absolutely beautiful. And here's Kate. How's everything going, Kate?
Wow, what a morning. And that, this is, when you're, wow, good thing GRC Live Radio is on early and there is no coffee in hand yet. But, yeah, we're good here this morning. Glad to be here. They have outdone themselves here at Charlotte Motor Studio with the dirt track. It is, have you taken a look at it here this morning?
Yeah, it's, for the fans tuning in, they're going to be able to see a beautiful track later today, but we literally have swimming conditions here at the dirt track right now.
We do, and I think what's so funny is out of all people in this world that I trust to get a track pulled together in time, it's the GRC crew, because these guys work really hard and are constantly working. So, yeah, it is a little bit wet out there, but I think it's going to be an awesome, and as you guys are here about, the drivers are really excited and really pumped to be a part of the racing here at the dirt track.
Yeah, and talking with the crews, I was here pretty early, and there was already crews out on course, moving dirt, trying to get some of this mud out, and talking with Sean here at that's in charge of the facilities and everything regarding Charlotte Motor Speedway. He said we're the best in the business. If anybody's going to have this track ready by race time, it's us. Nobody, he says we're the number one racing facility in the world for a reason, and he says it will be A-plus race conditions.
And that's exactly true. And Sean's the guy here that I would trust. Sean's been at I think every race that we've had thus far with SMI, and it's funny because when you when you're looking for an answer, this entire season is played. Like, okay, go to Sean Johnson. He truly has. We all think we have a lot of hats to wear, and I was actually talking about him the other day saying, I don't know how he does it. He responds to every email. He understands what we're talking about, and he's really been a lifesaver here with the SMI program to integrate rallycross racing into facilities. So thanks, Sean. But, yeah, talking to him, I'm sure, is just he feels comfortable knowing what was that there's some puddles out there.
And talking to him yesterday, he's got this, this vision for rallycross, and he really does. I mean, he's so bought into the sport and believes in it. And, they've gone and, you've got this iconic venue, the dirt track, and they actually, to me, it just kind of solidifies, what GRC is. They went and laid asphalt in the infield at the dirt track, specifically for GRC. And, in doing that, he said, we're looking at a long-term, relationship. We want to have these cars here each and every year. Says we want to build this to be a premier event, and I think they're definitely, from what I'm seeing here, on course to do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm really pleased with SMI. I know that, again, we couldn't have done anything without their support here with Zach Wilbur Rallycross, and this is going to be, going back to it, circling back around to here at the dirt track, it's going to be one heck of a race. You're not going to want to miss it. If you guys are curious as to what time it is, it's 4:30. Eastern on ABC. Again, let's talk about that real quick. We're so fortunate to have the ABC TV window. ESPN on ABC is going to be really a great way to get more viewers, and people who really want to tune in are going to be tuning in, and those who are curious as they're flipping their channels and they see some seriously awesome racing, it's not cable, so it's going to be a really great great window to get a lot more viewers, too. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, prime time, Sunday afternoon, it's going to be great. I don't know if you could pick a better time slot for the race today.
I don't think so. Like we said, in talking to drivers yesterday, it's just going to be, you're not going to want to miss it. I have a feeling this one's going to be probably one of the best shows we've had the ability to have out there.
Yeah. I agree. And speaking of good shows, it looks like we've got Dave Mira stepping into to the studio here. So let's see if we can get Dave all mic'd up. All right, we're here at Charlotte at the Dirt Track with GRC Live Radio. We've got Dave Mira in studio. How's everything going, Dave?
You know what? It couldn't be going better. I'm in a new car, Pro Drive built, Mini RX, and it is insane. It really is just a great car for this particular track. Not that it's not a great car all around, but it's really, really amazing right now. There's a little bit of grip issues with a little bit of rain, but you don't feel it in the Mini. It's really unbelievable. I'm laughing.
Well, it's got to have you pretty excited to be able to carry over, you know, Puma sponsorship and stuff to this ride with, you know, Pro Drive. And it's got to have you excited for the last couple races of the year.
You know what? No, nothing's set in stone yet, but I'm very, very excited to be here. And Puma helped me out. And we honestly got this all sorted really in the last maybe 3 to 4 weeks, maybe not even 4 weeks. It was really a quick turnaround. But to be here and have my own service park and, well, not service park, maybe just service tent, whatever. But anyway, it's great to have my own situation. My wife and kids are here. Pro Drive are just, they're really, really nice. They're awesome. They know what they're doing. And they've been very, very cool to me in terms of what do you need? If you need anything, let us know. It's really just a great mutual respect, and it's awesome. I couldn't ask for anything better here in Charlotte this weekend.
I was going to say, you can see that. You can see the interaction, whether it be on the practice day, the test day that we just had, and out there at practice. It's really cool to see you guys all interact, and everyone seems so happy. Everyone's like lighting up and really pumped to see you out there driving.
Yeah, I know. You got like, you know, a grin a mile wide right now. I mean, you know, you've driven a lot. I mean, stage rally, obviously, you know, and then you went into the rally cross type of thing. You've driven, you know, quite a few different vehicles. I mean, how's this car compare to what you've, you know, driven in the past?
Well, I got to thank Subaru for you know, doing what they've done for me for the years. I mean, I started with Subaru, and this is my first race to ever be in a car that's not a Subaru built by Vermont Sports Car. So this is just a huge breakthrough for me to be in something that's just totally different. It is a WRC rally car made for GRC. So
yeah.
It's the balance, the weight, the braking, the way it shifts, just everything is just really, really clean, and it's well developed. So, I mean, to be here and have kind of a new beginning, it's crazy.
Now let's talk about a little bit about your test day, and the track is a little different than when it was out there and when you were practicing. How does the car feel with the comparing the two?
You know what? I thought it was going to be a little icy, kind of slick out there today, but unbelievably, that car is just hooking up. There's obviously certain places you got to stay. Anything tight and any corner is there's a lot of grip. And I found it on this big sweeper corner, you know, the one, or I guess it'd be three and two and three. But I mean, it's getting more grip. I can't even believe it. I mean, it's just pinned. And
yeah. And
that, find that grip in a situation like this, because clay is very, very slick. So
right.
it's unbelievable.
Well, that's good. No, it just is interesting to compare. And it's, I think it's awesome for two different kind of environments, two different elements you guys have had. It was more of a little slick on the side, it seemed like, in testing, in between what, turn in one and two, there's a little bit of slick, but that was more coming off of the concrete into the, into
you're
the
right.
dirt there.
Yes, it gives, you know, and I thought today would be, yesterday it was a little bit when they watered in the beginning, but actually today you can come in pretty hot and still get it figured out to stay tight. Staying tight on this big 3-4, or I guess it would be 2-3, is important. If
right.
you go out a little bit, and you can see other drivers, you go a little bit wide, you're done. You're going to lose a ton of time. But if you stay tight and just commit to that line, it's unbelievable.
What do you think the future is for you and in Pro Drive, or any kind of combination thereof?
Well, we're going to go to the table, and hopefully we'll pull something off. I really, really want to back it up and prove myself in the Mini and have a great race here. So it's a great opportunity for me. I'm not going to let anything slip through the cracks, for sure. And after this race, go to work and talk with Pro Drive. Got to thank Liam for letting me use his car. This is,
yeah.
You know, his normal car, and I think that's pretty awesome. And Liam's been really cool about it. Puma, we'll just talk. We'll try to figure it out. But obviously, racing is pretty expensive, so we'll see.
Yeah, I was saying, the car looks freaking awesome out there. The blue is outstanding,
yeah.
And it's just such a different delivery. It's awesome to see it in a bright blue and the black, and it's going to really flash on TV.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how you do. I think, you know, obviously this course looks like it's suited to that car super well. And, you know, I mean, you've been with GRC from the start, you know, and you know, what is you as a driver, I mean, what's the biggest challenge competing in the GRC? I mean, you've, you know, I think you've done every single round of the GRC since the, you know, since the series was you know,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, I think the biggest thing, and it seems like they're really, really cracking down on it, is just the aggressive driving in the first corner. I'm really happy that they're starting to take that a little more serious, because I think when it all started, it was like, oh, yeah, it's bumper cars, and you're allowed to hit people. Well, I think it kind of got taken a little too serious, or maybe a little too far. And, I mean, who wants to go to the first corner and not know if you're going to make it out? Why don't we just race and have some gentlemen's racing? Yeah, you can bump, and you can still get around, and you can be aggressive, but why would you want to win a race because you just took two people out and just got away? That, to me, just doesn't work in my mind. I like to do things the right way and feel good about it, whether it's a BMX contest back in the day, or, you know, if you're running, or, you know, whatever you do. Just it's awesome to feel better to take that home and keep that memory forever. But if it's a little bit somehow has got an asterisk next to it, then you're kind of like, well, that's really didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Why don't we just all race? And if you don't get the first corner, don't come in hotter than you really can make it and knock somebody off the track. Just go, you know what, I'm in second. Now I'm going to work my way back. I want to race.
Yeah.
Outrace the guy. Don't just knock him off the track and go, yeah, well, he's out of the race now. I just think there's too much of that, and it's really cool that they've taken that very, very serious and kind of cutting it back and bigger penalties. I think that's awesome.
I think a lot of people around here would say the same thing that you just said and really take it into gentleman's racing, if you will, and take that into account.
Well, one question before we go. Everybody wants to know, how often are you still on a bike?
You know, this is kind of crazy, but I think I maybe rode Father's Day last year with my daughters, went out to the warehouse, but I haven't ridden... I've probably ridden three times since my last event in July 2011.
Yeah,
maybe three times.
Any itch to go and do events here and there once in a while just for old time's sake?
You know, I just did an amateur boxing event up in Syracuse, so that was good for me. That kept me going.
Amateur boxing.
Yeah.
See, that's legit right there.
Yeah, I won a full USA boxing. I won the fight, and it was scary because I didn't know anything about the kid, but I was sitting there, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't trained a lot lately. I mean, I train. I do a lot of half Ironman training, and I've done three half Ironmans. This year, I'll do one next weekend in Augusta, Georgia. So I'm kind of slacking on my training here this week because I'm really loving this car. So it's hard to cross focus. But I don't miss BMX. It's kind of funny because when I was a kid, I always wanted to see how high I could go. Now it's like I'm trying to stay low to the ground and go fast, whether it's in a car or on a road bike or running or swimming.
I think it's awesome. I think that's what makes our guys so unique is you guys are in so many different things. You guys are able to... I want to do a fitness story on you. I want to learn about what fitness routines you have going on. And I do triathlons myself, so I think it would be awesome to kind of take it and learn. I don't do Ironman, my gosh, no. I do like sprint stuff, but it would be cool to talk it and understand it a little better from your guys' perspective.
Oh, for sure. Anything. I mean, I have a pretty cool coach that's out in California. He's a pro triathlete, and we're actually going to go to Kona and support two of my friends. So me, my wife, and kids will go to Kona and watch the world championships and see all the real deal pros like do this. The toughest race in the world. So I'm excited about that. So I love that, and I love the training on a day-to-day basis. But being in this car is definitely, I'm here to focus, and I love that feeling.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time on GRC Live Radio, and we'll catch up with you later.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you. Yep, bye-bye.
Two drivers, two very different stories heading home on a dark evening.
I hit the open road.
A deer popped out of nowhere. I panicked.
I saw a deer in the road. I slowed down.
I jerked the wheel. I wish I could have seen it.
I drove around it and was home before the next song on the radio.
With Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania, you'll see more of the road ahead. Remember, headlights dim over time. Replace them before you are left in the dark. Visit your automotive retailer and choose the whitest, brightest light. Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania.
All right, we're here with Stefan Verdier on GRC Live Radio. How's everything going?
Everything is going fantastic. I'm driving a supercar. It can't get any better.
Life is good when you're behind the wheel, right?
Yeah, but behind the wheel of a fast car, it's even better. No, it's really exciting. I want to thank RDO, the online radio. Make sure you check it out, guys, for being on the car, Motegi, too, and Hyundai. So without those three people, there's no way we could be here. So, it was great. Bring the Veloster back from the RMR shop, so it's great. Very happy about it.
I think it's interesting you've had the opportunity now in two different teams, two different settings. Tell us about what it's been like here with the Hyundai team, Reese Millen. I think it's awesome you're a part of them.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, it's great. I mean, I started with them. I did all season with them last year, so I mean, I knew the people. I know the car that the car was driving last year. So this year we couldn't find the funding to do the season. I was able to bring my personal car for the X game, which wasn't up to speed, but still was fun. So now going back to a professional team, that's the big thing. When you go to a team when professional guys, when they know what they're doing, they know how to set up a car, it makes a world of difference. And when you don't have to work, you're personally on the car. So again, I spend more time wrenching my car than actually driving it. So this time,
that's a good thing.
This time I just have to focus on the driving and not be part of a great team. And the cars are fast. I mean, they were fast last year. We are developing them last year, and fortunately, we couldn't bring them back this year. But looks like we're going to be able to come back. We'll see this race, and looks like Vegas as well. So with both cars. So no, the cars are fast, and no, so far it's doing great. Even the track, I think the track is a lot of fun. For the first time being in a dirt oval, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, looking at the track out here, it looks insane. Yeah. For a driver's standpoint, I mean, it's got to get you excited, something so different than we're used to in GRC.
And not only just GRC, but compared from last year when we came here to Charlotte, we had a completely different setup. The track last year was really fun, but this track, the track here is completely different setup. It shows, I think, more, you're going to see more the driving skill than the horsepower. Like the track we've been on, like on big oval, the big horsepower cars, because it's long straight, have a bigger advantage. But on this kind of track, because it's so much dirt, you can't put the power down. So you almost have to detune the cars to go faster.
Right.
And so I think now it's going to be a more skilled driver. The skilled driver is going to show up better. And so I think it's going to be a great track. They did a great job. I mean, you got to look at the. You can't even see it's an oval track if you look at it now.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. How you come in early on and it's like, wow, how is this going to turn into what we see on a track map? And then you look at it now and they work so hard.
I'm looking at it going, they've got World Outlaws coming here in what a month, and I'm looking at it going, they got a lot of work to do.
No idea, absolutely.
When you look at it, they poke tarmac down for the starting line in the middle of the dirt oval. So it's like, everything we come at, it looks like it was built for rallycross. No, they did a great job, and you got to give it up to GRC and SMI, all these guys, because that's not easy. And even the best thing, you look at it, it's slightly raining now, and we're still able to run, and the track is not getting bad. We have a dry line on it now. So, even if tomorrow we rain, it won't be like the same stuff that happened earlier when tracks can't take the rain. Looks like they did a great job the last 2 days to prepping the dirt. And now, look, even with some rain down, the cars are running on it, and it's fast. So.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be great. And I think each and every driver had their own take on it. And, again, talking a couple of different times to some people about how, test day was different than this day, which will probably be different than tomorrow, and to really get the car warmed up for all different kinds of things.
And that's the thing. Yesterday, first of all, the setup, the track layout was a tiny bit different, but it was really dry on Thursday, sorry. So we had a blue groove. Today, at least, it's different, but it gives you an idea how it's going to be if it rains. So you're right. There's no point of going 100% today because most likely tomorrow will be different. But at least you can check setup. Okay, if it rains, what kind of setup we're going to need because it's kind of slippery now. So let's try to work on our setup in case it rains. And I think that's the way our team is approaching it. So we're not really concerned about let's try to be the fastest one. Just try to play with a lot of stuff to see, okay, if it rains, we're ready. We know what to do to the cars. But I can't wait for tomorrow because if it dries up, then the lines open up it's going to be super fast.
Yeah. I'm a little curious. How much input? So you're coming into a team where obviously you were familiar with before, then you X Games was your own. Coming in this weekend, how much input can you offer? How much input do you get to offer to the team and from your knowledge and your background?
Well, that's the thing. The engineers, you got to give them some feedback because you can have the best engineer in the world. If you're not able to give him some feedback, he can't fix the car for you. Mm-hmm. So, coming from rally, I know, and also if you look at it, coming even from drifting, we know we used to go really sideways, but it's fast, it's slow. So I know if the car is too slow, it might feel comfortable, it might look really cool from the outside, but I know the times are not there. So I think I got a pretty good spectrum of how slow, how sideways I have to be, how the car's supposed to feel. And I was lucky to drive my Subaru, drive that car. I drove the Ford during the winter. So when you go from one car to the other, you can see what the other cars do better or worse. And so it helped us. I got to say, driving the Ford this winter, it really helped us on the Hyundai because I knew how to set up the differentials. Like we have a big trouble on the differentials because the Ford drove much better. So that helped us to move our car forward. I think it's... The good thing for me, or even when Reese drives those cars, is because we've been driving so many different cars, like Tanner is the same thing. They're driving so many different cars, then you can feel really quickly, oh, there's something wrong with this.
Right.
That's not the way it's supposed to feel. If you drive that car, that's the only car you drive in your life, you think that's the best car in the world, but you don't know what's wrong with it. So,
darn good point.
So it's like, same thing I'm sure for Dave. Dave has been driving Subarus for his career. He goes in a Mini now. He's going to say, oh,
Wow.
Okay,
yeah,
that's much different. Oh, the Subaru is much better there. Oh, the Mini is much better there. So you can now, and that's the thing when you look at drivers, like the top drivers, they go from different cars all the time, so like they can feel different. So now it's, for me, going to back to the Hyundai, I kind of have some unfinished business with that car. So it's like it'd be good to have some good result here and show them the car is fast, the car is competitive.
Yeah.
So.
And what draws you to Rallycross? I mean, obviously you could run different series if you wanted. I mean, what is it about Global Rallycross in particular that you just love and it gets you coming back?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it. I'm a rally fan, so my big background is rally. I love rally, but the problem rally is you can't show it on TV. It's too expensive. So Rallycross gives you a car that is faster than a rally car by a lot, and it's kind of the same setting. I mean, you're on dirt, you slide, you jump, you have tarmac. So you have all the cool thing about rally in a stadium setting. It's really aggressive setting. I mean, aggressive race. It's like 5-10 minutes, so you don't have to leave the whole day to do one race. You do 10 minutes, 100%. You come down, you stop, you fix, you go back. 10 minutes, 100%. So that's what I like. The really aggressive racing. I mean, aggressive like short amount of time, but 100%. You don't have to. It's not like endurance. Say, oh, I got to drive at 70%. I got to look at my time. I got to do a minute 45 for the next 2 hours. That's my goal.
Yeah.
No, that one is like I got to go 100%. Like if it's a qualifying time, every single time. And the car is on dirt, it's sliding all over the place. You're jumping. The tires are smoking on the tarmac.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's until like popping everything. It's like it's a matching box with the car. I think it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Now, real quick, what is your ultimate next season plan? What if you could have your own game plan? What would it be?
Well, I mean, obviously getting a ride. That's the number one thing. But
that's the number one goal. That's it.
No, I'm talking to all the manufacturers too. Hopefully, if I cannot find a ride with anybody, I mean, I would love to drive the Hyundai for next season if they come back.
Yeah.
If we can't find anything in the paddock than it is now between all the brands, if I cannot find a ride, I like to bring other brand into it.
Yeah.
But definitely, I want to come back. And I mean, I've been in the sport since day one. So as a privateer, and I'll go off to pro team, back to privateer, back to pro team, back to privateer. So I want to stay in a pro team and or make my own team and with a new brand. So we're talking to a couple of manufacturers, and maybe one will stick. And no, it'd be good, especially next year. There's more cars coming in, and as we see, the organization is getting better, the tracks are getting better, the fans are getting behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So the sport is growing, and I don't think there's a ceiling for the sport in the U.S. So I think it's going to be pretty fantastic.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time on GRC
welcome.
Live Radio, and good luck this weekend.
Thank
you, guys.
Appreciate
talk to you later.
It.
Okay, bye.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
All right, welcome back to GRC Live Radio. We're here with Pat Morrow and Kate Osborne with a leaking eye, right, Kate?
That is so. It is a little spotty, a little rainy out here, and running of the mascara. That's why mascara is not okay. No makeup is preferable.
All right, so you're the man of the weekend. You're the one that everybody wants to know about. You're here with a brand new Chevy.
Yeah, the Chevy Sonic. So.
Yeah, how'd that come about? I mean, you know, how's the car been? I mean, you know, tell us all about this program because everybody wants to know about, you know, now we've got the big three in GRC. So,
yeah, it's, you know, we've been talking with Chevrolet for a long time. And then, you know, we had the cars and we were getting ready to go to, you know, Barcelona and everything last year. And then, you know, talks progressed pretty quick with Chevrolet. And then, you know, it's great that, you know, Chevrolet took a chance on an American team and all that kind of stuff to get it going. So, you know, we really appreciated it. And, you know, like, right then, we signed the contract and we started building right away on the car. We actually had the car after last year. We, you know, had some design things going on, and we definitely wanted to move to a different platform than the car that we had last year.
Yeah.
Last year, the car just wasn't really, you know, it was basically a warmed-over Group N car.
Okay.
Everybody else got sequential boxes. We had an H pattern, so we just weren't really on a level field. But we wanted to be out there to have something to measure ourselves against. And then Chevrolet took a great, you know, they liked the idea that we had, and then the rest is history, so to speak.
We're pumped to have you on board. I know it's been conversations that us internally have just like, we'd love to see Chevy. We'd love to see what we get out there. And this competition between it. As you said, the big three, it's awesome to have you as players.
It's definitely been a lot of work on our side. You know, it's definitely been a lot of work on the Chevrolet side. The two of us have meshed very well together, which is, you know, a lot of times you don't really kind of get that. Anything we've wanted from Chevrolet, they've said, you know, here you guys go. kind of got out there in the first practice and had a little bit of an issue with a ball joint, you know, and it wasn't really the thing that we wanted to do on the first practice, but the boys have got it all fixed. So, you know, hopefully if the rain subsides here a little bit, we'll go out for the second practice and then, you know,
see
everybody
really
can really get to see the
car,
you know what I mean?
Made of.
Like you guys say, everybody's been by to look at it and to see what we've got going on the thing. So we just really want to have a good showing for Chevrolet this weekend.
Well, and how much time, you know, heading into this, I mean, do you have in the car? How much seat time do you have in the car? And
eons. Okay. We have done so much testing on
have
the car.
Have you? That's good to
and
know.
We've had no failures on testing. And we come out here and we have a bolt on, like, the second lap.
You're
mean,
like, come on. I
know,
saw that happening, and I was like, okay. Let's get it rolling here.
I'm sitting here, and I'm like, really?
How do you think that's going to impact you going into the weekend? I mean, some of these guys were tested, you know, Thursday, and they had a pretty good run at it. What do you think?
You know, I've got a lot of experience in the stage rally stuff.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that's probably a blessing because now it's kind of scratched. So game on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
start over. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's got to have you excited. I don't know, you know, obviously your long-term obligations with Chevrolet, but, you know, you're going to be able to go to the last two events this year and kind of gives you a tuner for next season to make a, you know, a full run at the series, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Hopefully that Chevrolet gets the notoriety that they need out of this. Right now they're kind of testing the waters, see what kind of splash this makes for them. So hopefully it makes a good splash for them, and, you know, it's great to have them in here because, you know, when it comes to motorsports, you know, Chevrolet is, you know, probably one of the biggest ones in motorsports.
Oh, yeah.
With all the programs that they have going. So I feel very fortunate, and I kind of in like a dream situation right now with Chevrolet because, you know, it's the brand I use. You know, I drive a Chevrolet truck every day. You know, I have a, you know, my guys drive Chevrolet trucks. It's really where we want to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can imagine that would be the case. That, and of course, with Rallycross, as I should say, you know, here, I think it's an awesome, it's going to be an awesome series leading into even further, and this is, it could only grow and develop more. And so,
exactly,
hey, we're pumped,
yeah,
to have you on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And how's the car compare to, you know, obviously I know, you know, you said last year you're a little bit behind the eight ball, but I mean, other cars you've driven, I mean, is this car just, I mean, mind-blowing?
We actually tested, you know, the old car we had tested, and we had, like, lap times from the old car, and this car was over 4 seconds faster than the old car.
Wow.
So it was pretty impressive on the power. And Chevrolet's got some great guys in here from the, you know, the powertrain department, and they're all down here, so it's really great to have those guys here. You know, Mark Kent was going to be here, but had a, you know, little bit of an accident, falling off of a ladder. So, you know, all best wishes to Mark. You know, hope he gets, you know, better soon. So we'd really like to have him here and experience,
yeah,
all of this. So he was really bummed about missing this.
Right.
So we were kind of bummed about having him missing it, but hopefully he'll be in Vegas. But like I say, we just
give him a good result and then give him some more motivation,
yeah,
to get,
yeah,
healed,
absolutely,
for Vegas.
So it's definitely manufacturer level involvement in the program, though, and I think that's what's, you know, that's what's great.
Absolutely, and I would say that is so key too when it comes to all the manufacturers, when you can actually see the key players involved and they really do want to be hands in. And I think as a racing series, that's what you really need.
Yeah, absolutely. Like anything, you know, like, you know, all the manufacturers help the series grow, and, you know, hopefully, you know, Chevrolet will see this as a great and where they want to be in the future. Because, you know, when you think of Chevrolet, you think of motors, you know, and Chevrolet's motors are pretty much bulletproof. Anywhere else you go in the world, like if you want 500-600 horsepower, you buy a Chevrolet engine and you bolt it in plain Jane stock and you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
The motor that we're, you know, this new Ecotec that we're dealing with right now is, it's been bulletproof. Like we really have. And we have just miles and miles and miles of testing on it, and it's bulletproof, you know, and I don't want to kind of jinx it or anything, but one of the guys is like, you can't hurt this motor. And I'm like,
Yeah, I like challenges.
That's
so.
It's a great feeling to have.
The
you know?
Gauntlet's
right.
Been laid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we've really, in testing, just like really beat on this thing hard, and it's just been bulletproof. So,
yeah,
you know, it's great to have it.
Well, we're like I said, we're so excited to have you in the series. I know it's been talking for a while internally. We really wanted, it's fun following it on social. Every time I think every time there's a post about something you socially, someone's like, oh, we want him in. You know, like,
yeah,
it's, can't wait to hear about it. Or, you know, it's neat. You guys have a lot of conversations going,
yeah,
about you,
yeah,
and your team.
That's great because, you know, honestly, I've just been in the shop for about the last 6 months straight, and I don't think, you know, I hear there's a son somewhere, but I haven't really seen it for about the last 6 months. So,
yeah,
you know, I can't tell you, like, I took one weekend off, and it was so weird that I didn't actually drive to the shop. You know, I mean, I got up in the morning to go get my coffee, and I'm like, what am I going to do today?
Yeah, what do I do?
So.
Exactly. Well,
awesome.
We're pumped. You,
yeah,
Jim, you good?
I'm excited. You know, seeing Chevrolet in here, I mean, it really, it seemed like, you know, in GRC, without them involved, it was like, you know, there was always, you didn't have all the major players, you know, and it seems like now it's like, you know, it's come full circle. You know, you've got, you know, you've got all three American, you know, manufacturers. It's an American series for the most part. You know, I think it's great. You know, lucky to have you here. Good luck this weekend, and looking forward to seeing how you do.
Well, thank you, guys, and I really appreciate being here. This is, you know, it's great to be back here.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you so much.
Two drivers, two very different stories heading home on a dark evening.
I hit the open road. A deer popped out of nowhere. I panicked.
I saw a deer in the road. I slowed down.
I jerked the wheel. I wish I could have seen it.
I drove around it and was home before the next song on the radio.
With Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania, you'll see more of the road ahead. Remember, headlights dim over time. Replace them before you are left in the dark. Visit your automotive retailer and choose the whitest, brightest light. Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania.
Welcome back to GRC Live Radio. We've got Bucky Lathikins and Isaacs in
the
studio.
Over there. Yeah, hello.
Is this how it goes?
Yeah. We got Bucky on the microphone, and yeah, anything can happen. Anything and everything will happen on GRC Live Radio.
Right there.
That is Bucky.
Bucky right there, guys.
That's what a how many time X Games champion sounds like on the radio?
My mom said I had a face for radio.
Oh, well, you just tried to eat a mic, so I don't know.
No, it's a good mommy.
How's everything been going, guys? What do you guys think of the track? I mean, you know, how the car's handling out there?
The track was quite nice in there. It was there a little bit earlier today. Oh, you mean this track?
Oh, that track over there.
Oh, dirt track. Okay. Now that was...
We like to call it the dirt track these days?
Yeah.
Dirt track, yeah. Oh, slippery.
Yeah.
Bumpy. New track again. So, we'll see what's happening tomorrow. It's raining now and a little bit slippery, but it's okay.
Yeah, it was fast. Fast track when it was dry and pretty technical.
Yeah. Well, what did you compare the difference between your practice day and the test day? And, you know, those are two totally different tracks, really, with your guys' cars.
Yeah, on Thursday and the practice, the track was starting to be fast. It was packed good, and my feeling was really good. It was a nice track, funny track to drive.
Yeah.
But on Friday, I was almost crying when I came here in the morning. Then I rip up the whole track again.
Well, you know, just keeping it real, you know, and just making sure everyone's paying attention to what's going on out there.
Making it exciting for you guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they like to change it up for us, make it a challenge. So it's quite a challenge. They changed the Joker a little bit. I think they put in a better spot, one that works better.
Yeah, so it's a bit better.
Wide in turn one, so it's not such a cluster on the start. So let's hope that works.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely something that people have been mentioning, that they'd like to have adjusted a little bit. And so I'm glad that turn one kind of got readjusted, as you guys say.
Got to be exciting for you guys. I mean, you know, obviously Subaru's had a couple podiums now with Sever, and, you know, I know you've been, you know, running, you know, quicker and quicker every single event. It's got to be exciting for you guys to, you know, see the cars come along, you know, this far in the season and actually, you know, kind of hitting their stride.
Yeah, it is. We've definitely hit a stride. We found some good stuff with the cars in between races, and, you know, myself, I've been busy hustling the wheel a lot. So I feel up to speed, and I'm ready to race good in Charlotte.
We developed on the car the whole time. You know, we were starting last year, and we were 3 seconds behind per lap, and now we are almost equal, and we sometimes have a better time. So, but it's a big job, and we're doing some small things every time. So it's faster and faster. That's good.
Now running two cars here together, do you guys get a chance to like work together? Or are you guys comparing stats, figures, or as a team, is it more of a
team?
Yeah.
You're on my team?
Oh, wait. And let me introduce you guys. Sorry.
You're on my team. He's on my team.
Sorry about that. No, do you guys get a chance to talk about it? Is it more, you know, you Bucky, you're, you know, straight edge with yours, and you guys, how does that work?
No, Sver likes a quite different setup than I like, but we're pretty close. I mean, I could definitely probably drive his car, and he could drive my car fairly easily.
Mm-hmm.
We try to, if we see something, then, of course, we tell each other.
Yeah.
This is maybe better, or this is, you can try that, this one.
Yeah, usually it's coming from, you know, me, since I'm so experienced. I'm always telling Sver what to do.
All in good fun there. Exactly.
Well, speaking of that, though, I mean, you know, recently I know you're in a formula car. I mean, you're go-karting all the time. You're up at Dirtfish. I mean, you're trying to get as much seat time as you can.
Yeah, it's tough in the supercars. You know, the cars are just so temperamental. You can't get a lot of seat time. And I did get I got a chance to jump in a couple open wheel races, and I actually won the national championship up in Sonoma. So.
Yeah.
You know, the racing's there. It's just, you know, getting seat time in this car, and it's working out now. So I'm up to speed, you know, in qualifying and stuff, and I'm touching the top five in qualifying time. So I hope to keep that, the momentum going.
You're going well for Bucky.
Yeah.
The new man.
Yeah, new man.
New man.
Do you think it's really helped to have the additional testing and, you know, practice this week to get in the car and compare, or is it just, you know, you need the racing, or what is
it
exactly?
No, it totally helps, especially when we can practice on the actual course. You know, sometimes we're testing and we're just in a parking lot with some cones, and it helps to feel the car out, and it definitely helps for me to get acclimated to the car once again and just get my bearings, you know, and feel, you know, feel comfortable in the car.
Yeah. But you're thinking. It looks like that was a very pensive.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it. No, he has a really good progress now for the last two races, especially after the last time. Where is that?
Yeah, it was really good.
Tell you was going to the shop, and when he was testing, I say he was going to the shop.
What?
He was going so slow.
Oh, no.
Yes?
Yeah. He calls me, he thinks, like, when he describes my driving, he's like one-handed on the wheel and then the other hand on the radio. He's like, you're too smooth, you're too laid back. And he grabs in between his legs, and he's like, oh, you need more of this.
We had Scott Speed on earlier, and he called it angry driving.
Yeah,
angry driving.
But, yeah, I take it all in, you know. I'm all ears, you know. I'm definitely new to rallycross, and it's been a great season and a half.
Yeah,
you're learning fast.
So,
go ahead. I was gonna say, because you're learning new, and you actually, you know, had the episode of Top Gear this week, so mm-hmm. you were on national TV doing some television with rallycross. How was that experience for you, especially as a new driver?
It's cool, you know. I'm slowly gaining the respect from, you know, rally and all the guys that have been doing it for years. They, you know, a lot of the guys look at me like, oh, I'm a skateboarder. What's mm-hmm. he doing driving for Subaru? But if they do their homework, they see how much seat time I actually have in other cars.
Yeah.
I am new to rallycross, so I take a little bit of hit here and there for it, but I think all in due time, you know. I got to be patient. Developing a car, I'm also developing as a driver, so, you know, it's tough at times, but Sverre's great to work with. He's a national champion himself for years in Europe, and, you know, I listen to what he says.
Sure. And you're such an aggressive driver, Sverre, as we just learned anyways. But, like, you do get after it. You. Yes, you.
I want something, you know.
Yeah. No, and that's what I think is so cool. Each of you drivers have such a unique personality, and you can see it, you know, as you said, in the car. And mm-hmm. you can see your aggression when you get out there. And is that from your European, you know, style of racing? Is that what that comes from, you think? Because in rallycross here in the States, it's kind of only building that momentum with that aggression and that getting after it kind of.
You need to believe what you also. I want to win, not go for second place. So you need to be on the limit the whole time, and also stay on the right side on the rules.
Yeah.
But in Europe, it's really, really hard competition on the top. It's a lot of good drivers, and we know the track, we know the guys, we know the judges. So we know everything. So we need to push 110%. So that's the reason now we're starting to get a better car, mm-hmm. and now we're starting to push.
Yeah.
So we need to have something to push with. So this year will be a really great year to have a progress with the Subaru, and now we're starting to push.
Yeah.
I have a chain that I'm tying to the back of his car. And I'm just gonna pull him through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, two races left. We've got Charlotte here, and we've got Las Vegas. What are goals for the last two races? You know, top two in both races.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's two races.
Obviously, his is a win.
Top Air and Top in Vegas. That's two victory.
Yeah.
Oh, there you have it.
Now that the car is where it is, there's no reason why we shouldn't be fighting for podiums.
Yeah, of course.
That's very true.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time on GRC Live Radio, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million-dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Blessing.
All right, we're here back with GRC Live Radio with Jim Beaver and Kate Osborne. We've got Patrick Sandell and series points leader Toby Hakenen. How's everything going, guys?
Yeah, it's going well.
Yeah.
Still a little wetty light round, but it's still the track looks good. This profile is quite nice. I think tomorrow, if it's dry, we're going to have a great race.
Yeah, the track looks really nice, and I like the part going out from the track and then fly in again. So, it's a really nice track.
What was that like on the first lap you did that today?
Absolutely first lap. I thought, I got the feeling that the car was standing down there because I did, you know, you don't see down. So that was the first feeling. And then I tried to find a place to like focus on. And then we have a Charlotte sign. So I focus on that Charlotte sign and just try to fly as long as possible.
Fly as long as possible. I feel like that's a great way to describe it, but I've never heard it said that quite like that before.
Yeah.
So this was your first time out on the track. Some of the other guys got a chance to test earlier this week. You know, do you think that was a positive that you guys got out there today? And how does it compare to those who have been out twice already?
I don't care. It's like it doesn't matter. They had the car drivers row on Thursday here, but I just like to save my car until Sunday. And I think Sunday is on race day, and that's what we concentrate right now. And I think that's why we doesn't go out on Thursday.
I think it's a bit same for me. Save the car and try to focus on why we're here, and that's the race on Sunday. And what I realized from during the year is that if we have too much practice, like we had in Brazil, and you know it's only like 8-9 corners, and if I do 8-9 corners, same lap 3 days in a row, I get bored. So I save it for Sunday and go fully out on the race instead.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it is great. I mean, you know, obviously you guys with OMSC, you both have had great years. I mean, Toppy's got, you know, 5 wins in a row now. I know, Patrick, you know, you know, not only you've got X Games medals in Rallycross, but you've got X Games medal in Gymkhana Grid. I mean, you know, looking back on the season, are both of you pretty excited about the way things have gone?
I think Toppy is more excited than me. but overall, for me, it's my first season in Rallycross. I've done so many miles of stage rally. So driving-wise, I'm happy. But I need to figure out this first corner thing, and I hope I have done it now. So hopefully I can survive that one tomorrow at the final and then go from there. But overall, okay, I'm quite happy with the year.
Yeah, and for me, it's 2 X Games gold medals in this year. Compared to last year, it's like a little better one, I think. Yeah. So. And we have like a 5 win on the row right now, and it feels good, of course. But I'm really looking forward to catch the championship. I need only 1 point, and then it's done, thanks to my Blue Beam and my sponsors.
Well, I was kind of curious, just talking to some of the other drivers, is your personalities, are they seen when you're driving? And I think it's very evident, you guys, it's kind of different personalities that you each have. But, you know, Patrick, you kind of, when you're talking to you come off as, you're very intuitive and you're very, do you take that into the car? Is it you're very mellow? You relax in the car? Do you become really aggressive? Because it's hard to see you as a very aggressive person.
I am very aggressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. But I mean, it's interesting because you're very, I would be curious to know how you guys take your personalities into the car.
I think that you could see it a bit on the track, but you have to put it together and try to be smooth and try to be fast and focusing on the key points on the track and then okay, if you're an aggressive driver, maybe you can gain on some places, and if you are maybe more relaxed driver, you can gain on some other places. So in the end of the day, I think you need to be aggressive.
Yeah. No, you do. I just.
Yes. It's been the theme of today. We call it angry driving. That's the theme of today, right?
Yeah, I just find it very interesting to hear how people are in the car.
Yeah. And Toppy, I mean, you know, we don't want you to give away any of your secrets, but you know, you've become this year, you know, the guy that gets out of the first corner, you know, either in the lead or darn near close. I mean, you got any top secrets that you're you know you're keeping to yourself about that first corner?
No, I keep it in myself right now, but I don't know. It's the karting background is great for me, and you know, in the cold kart, there's like many cars same time on the track, and it's helping a little bit for. From this sport also, and I think that's what has been the key in this year. And of course, the offering MSC has made like a huge job on the car, and it's fast and it's
It's unbelievable.
Well, and for both of you, I mean, how's it been, you know, Andreas Eriksson? I mean, he's a legend. He's, you know, one of the best. You know, how's it been, you know, having him as a boss? I mean, being able to talk to somebody like that with that amount of experience.
It's good. It's especially good for me that comes from other type of driving background. And to get his knowledge and also the full team with the background they have so much experience together. So it's a big help for me instead of, you know, getting my own car and try to do my own show. So that's been really helpful for, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Even for me, it's like I made a huge crash on last day here in LA, and that's why he trusts me a lot, and that's why I'm here in this year and also, and thanks for the Andreas for that.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that? I remember one of the first questions I asked you at X Games Brazil this year is obviously coming off of, you know, last year's experience. How many times does that creep back into your brain, that experience at LA X Games?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
God, I want that mentality. Keep all that stuff in the past. That's awesome.
All right, so two races left. You know, obviously you want 7 wins. How about you, Patrick? You want to dethrone him and
I think I will take 2 wins now.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There's the team rivalry.
But the second position for you is like win.
Yes.
That's where you get the team rivalry.
All right, well, all good times here. Thank you guys for taking the time on GRC Live Radio. Jim Beaver and Kate Osborne, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Two drivers, two very different stories heading home on a dark evening.
I hit the open road. A deer popped out of nowhere. I panicked.
I saw a deer in the road. I slowed down.
I jerked the wheel. I wish I could have seen it.
I drove around it and was home before the next song on the radio.
With Silver Star headlights from Sylvania, you'll see more of the road ahead. Remember, headlights dim over time. Replace them before you are left in the dark. Visit your automotive retailer and choose the whitest, brightest light. Silver Star headlights from Sylvania.
All right. Hi. Well,
let's,
I love it. Tongue-tied here on GRC Live Radio, but I just had Jeffrey Sykes sit down, and lucky enough to have him on my show on Monday. Here we are here in Charlotte. Got him back again. And how's everything going, Jeff?
It's going good. It's good to be under the shelter right now.
Yeah, it's a little rainy out there today, unfortunately.
But yeah.
So yeah, how's life been in GRC Lights this year?
It's been good. The whole season's been going well for me. You know, I've been learning a lot at all the races. Obviously, you know, I came from the road racing background, so, you know, it's kind of a nice step and merge into it all with the mix of the pavement and the dirt. Although coming out here, it's going to be my biggest challenge because the track is probably 90%, you know, a mix of clay and dirt, and just pretty much the start-finish is pavement, and then the outside of the wall is a little bit of pavement, so I got a lot to pick up in these next day or so. So I was really hoping to have some practice out here today, but we kind of got rained out.
Yeah.
So taking a look at that and knowing that you only have X amount of time to practice, how do you really prep for a race like, you know, tomorrow's race here at the dirt track?
Yeah, well, I got lucky. I came out Wednesday, so we ended up getting a small practice session at the end of Thursday. So that actually, for me, turned out to be one of my best kind of things coming into this. So at least I got a little bit of practice in the dry dirt. So we did a little bit of softening of the suspension from the last race that was mostly a lot of pavement. So, you know, going into tomorrow, because today's kind of a throwaway because it was very slimy out there on the clay, and we've had a mixture all year of different types of dirt, from gravel to real, you know, thick dirt, and, you know, out here is a lot of clay, so it gets really slimy when it gets wet. But yeah, coming out tomorrow, I'm just going to look at a lot of video from Thursday, kind of go through that. And yeah, I've got video from today, but it's going to be kind of hard to really learn something from that. So I'm just going to sit down, and when I go out tomorrow, the learning curve is going to be shooting straight up because we only have a few sessions to really pick it up.
Now, on Thursday, light cars were fast as compared to a supers, and maybe even faster than supercars.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
It's pretty cool. I guess the momentum cars of the supercar lights really helps out on a track like this because we don't have a huge straightaway where the turbos would really pick us up and give us an advantage. So, yeah, I mean, that's been really interesting to see that we are doing times within a tenth of a second of the supercars. And especially today, I had time that was better than Ken Block, so it's like, that's pretty cool. But
I beat Ken Block.
Yeah, exactly. So I can say that. But, I mean, it was in the rain, and yeah, we'll see how tomorrow goes.
Awesome. Well, you know, taking a look at this course, I mean, you know, it's just insane. You guys have had all kinds of different courses here, some with more asphalt. I mean, is there any that stick out in your mind as a favorite so far this year?
Bristol is my favorite by far.
Awesome.
Yeah. The high-speed banking was really cool. And then the jump, I think, was one of the best jumps that we've had so far.
Yeah. Bristol was a good show.
Yeah.
It was good.
And how is your, your road racing background? How's it transferred over into a light car?
It's been good. Like I said, that's why rallycross really appealed to me, is that it is that kind of transition. You know, I've always loved rally as a sport, and even rallycross, watching it in X Games and those past events. So it really turned me on when I kind of saw the supercar lights come around, because it seemed like a kind of an easy way to get into the door, and a good entry level. So the road racing's helped me out, and that's always been my fastest part of the track. But coming out to a track like this, I think it's good for me, because I'm going to pick up a lot that I haven't been able to pick up over the year. And then I also did, the Rally Pro School, so I picked up some time in the dirt. And, yeah, I just looking forward. I wish we had more time in the cars, because I think that's the biggest, most valuable thing is the seat time.
Oh, absolutely. I have a question. I'll just forget the track and racing for a brief moment. Let's get to know you, Jeff Sykes here. What is the day in the life of your life on a typical Tuesday?
Typical. Okay, so I, I do filmmaking outside of this, and I work freelance, so I don't really have a 9-to-5 job. So let's say like a typical shoot day, I go out, I work in the camera department. So it's typically a 10-to-12-hour day for me, a little bit of prep time before, and yeah, so I work long days, but I don't work many days a month, because I just don't. That's the life of being freelance. So, it's kind of, some weeks might be really, really busy, 5 days in a row of working, and then the next week might just be a completely week off, in which case I really focus on, the racing side of things, and really kind of focus on building my kind of racing program with the social media and everything else that goes along with it, because it actually ties in a lot to kind of almost like running a business, or even like running a film shoot. You have the production, which is the race, and you have everything that leads up to the race. So you've got all the pre-production, you got the post-production, putting everything together. And I think it really kind of ties in with the whole racing thing, and I think the media background really helps me out on the other side of the whole racing business.
It's kind of building your personal brand, and it really is. I mean, your brand is your business, and I agree with you. I've never looked at it that way, but it is, kind of like building your own business.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so neat about Global Rally. I preach this all the time. I think it's really, really cool about Global Rallycross is that each of your drivers have your own brand, and you are building your own brand, or you're in the process of building that brand. And, you're not... Nothing against someone who's in one series and that's who they are, but you guys are all unique and individual in your own way, and I think it's just so cool to really get to know those people outside of racing on the track,
yeah.
too.
And the lights really group, fun. The lights group is very diverse, too, what I found.
That is for sure.
Everyone is very diverse from their backgrounds, from their ages,
where they
everything,
come from.
The way they drive, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great. I mean, you've got Europeans, you've got Americans, I mean, you've got road racers, you've got Mitchell DeYoung, who's an off-roader. I mean, you've got the guys that are, grew up rallycrossing in Europe. Mm-hmm. It's so cool, like you said. I mean, it's such a diverse group, and it's like GRC, whether it be lights or supercars, it really is a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that's what's great about the series.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's really cool, and I'm glad that, again, like, I think it's cool you guys are running, times just like supers were, and, really giving you guys that full feel of what's going on up at the top, too.
Yeah. Right. I think this race is really going to be interesting tomorrow.
I agree. Interesting is a good word for it. Very much looking forward to it.
At this point, I don't think anybody really has any idea what's going to happen.
So you make sure you stay tuned, 4:30 Eastern on ABC, because this is going to be quite a show.
Yeah, this is one you're going to want to watch live.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, Jeff, to come on air. Good luck with the race, and, hopefully you can come away with the podium.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jeffrey Sykes. Talk about a great young racer who's got his hand in just about everything.
Oh yeah, I really think he's great. He also has that media background. He's worked with drivers and producing some of their work. He's just one talented guy. So really great.
All right, so we're going to go to a little bit of GRC Live Radio fan submitted questions. These are the ones that you guys hit us with on Facebook, Twitter. And so we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire as we wind this show down. So first up, we've got Gio from Brazil. Are there any plans for GRC Series to get even bigger? Would love to see 20 races.
Well, there are obviously plans, as anyone would hope and guess. You know, obviously we have plans, of course, to expand and keep making this one of the greatest series in the state. But obviously, without the ability to answer a direct question, I can't tell you how many exact races are being planned for next year, anything of that nature, with our schedule not being released or anything of that nature. But yes, of course, we're trying to expand and get even bigger.
All right, Tanner from Brazil, do you think there's a possibility of having more GRC races in places like SEMA and Vegas in the middle of a town? I think the best way to get people into people, stadium format, streets of big cities, maybe a Disney World parking lot.
Oh, my gosh, if we get Disney World, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah. How about inside Disneyland, right?
Oh, my gosh, that would be so fantastic. Yes, of course, there's some possibility of that. Who knows? The sky's the limit. Rallycross is so special that you can set up cones in the middle of a parking lot and make it into a really great race. There's of course, this conversation. We'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Lindsay from Colorado. I've heard rumors of a snow race for GRC at Winter X Games in Aspen. Could it happen? I think it could happen. You know, it's a matter of, you know, will it? You know, I think, you know, there's so many players involved in Winter X. It's kind of off-season for GRC teams, so I think there's a lot of logistics in play, don't you think, Kate?
Absolutely, but, hey, I really hope it happens.
Yeah.
It's funny this question's asked. It's one of the first questions I asked being a part of Global Rallycross. Was, oh, my gosh, let's get into Winter X Games. Our cars can run in winter in 10 snow and da-da-da-da-da, but I don't actually know.
I think it makes sense. It's just, all the cards falling into place, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So. We've got Carter from North Carolina. We've seen the growth of GRC since it really took off at Charlotte last May. Do you see GRC reaching the level of competition or publicity of, say, IndyCar, NASCAR, et cetera, within the next 10 years?
Absolutely. You know, our audience is so neat. We like to say we have a demographic of people, yet at the same time, I don't think we can limit ourselves to a specific demographic of, you know, young X Games watchers. You know, my dad watches, my grandpa watches, you know, people of all ages tune in. And, you know, as long as we also have the younger fans, which will grow into fans as they get older, you know, that's what's really going to carry us into the next 5-10 years is really maintaining that fan base and then getting hooked at that age and moving forward.
Well, and I think with me, you know, just GRC in general, it's anybody that's ever actually been to a GRC race, they all want to go back and see more, especially with
absolutely.
with the accessibility to drivers. And, you know, these guys stay 2-3 hours after the races to sign autographs, and you don't get that in other motorsports, and that's what makes GRC special.
Absolutely.
So we've got Gwen from Florida. How do the drivers know what gear to shift into when they start a drift? I can probably answer that. I'm a driver, and I've actually driven some of these cars. It's different than a lot of motorsports. You actually, you don't shift in the corners, you brake, and you shift while you brake into the corners. So, you know, say you're in fifth and you're, you know, bam, 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 down to second in a corner. And, so you've got your shifting done before you enter a drift. I mean, to know what gear, I think it's just a matter of experience. I mean, you definitely don't want to be in the wrong gear. I think it's just seat time and experience. Josh from Arizona. Ooh, this is a good one, Kate. What auto manufacturer not currently involved in GRC would you like to see in the series?
Ooh, that is a good one. We have had these kinds of conversations, and I honestly, and this is, I know we have it in the series, I'd like to see more of VW in the series. I'd like to see that consistent manufacturer. I don't know, I think getting a very unique one, an Audi or something that would be a little more extreme, that's not necessarily as, you wouldn't think of it to be set in this kind of racing series. But I think it'd be really neat to add a little extra.
Well, I've always said, you know, the one, you know, group of manufacturers that GRC hasn't gotten yet, you got the Japanese, you've got Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. And I can mm-hmm. definitely see, at least one, if not all three, at some point jumping into GRC. All right, last one. Lisa Dolly from Washington. Where would we like to see GRC go in 2014, and what do we think could we do to improve the series?
Oh, gosh. Wow, that is a loaded question right there. In my opinion, I'd like to see us have a 9-race schedule, I think, going – or a 12-race schedule, sorry. I think that if we get 3 additional races, it would be really great. Add a little oomph to it, mix it up a little bit more. As improvements, I think it's everything. There can be everything that's a bit improved. I mean, anything you ask NASCAR the same question, it can be improved. And I think pinpointing maybe having something consistent within the track every time, you can kind of count on it. But I think we've implemented the Joker lap, we've implemented jumps, I think that there's a lot to improve, but I think.
Yeah, I think we made a huge inroads this year, and I think, every year it's progressively going to get, a little bit better and better. It's all fine-tuning. So 30 seconds left. ABC, obviously, today, 4:30 Eastern time. Definitely want to tune in.
Absolutely. This is going to be that race at the dirt track here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, one you don't want to miss out on. It's, again, 4:30 Eastern on ABC. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. The crews are out there on course. The course is, looking better and better. And out of all courses we've seen this year, I think this is going to be the one for Jim Beaver. This is Kate Osborne. See you at ABC, 4:30 Eastern.
Thank you.